The emergency response to help an emaciated Pacific Northwest killer whale is being revised on the fly. It's also complicated by the fact the young female orca was nowhere to be found on Monday. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
The federal agency NOAA Fisheries has the final say on whether to intervene to feed or medicate the wild killer whale. Lynn Berry is the federal recovery coordinator for the critically endangered resident orca population. She says the new preferred option of the response team is to inject the ailing orca with a pole syringe.
So right now, based on our veterinarian's input, we're looking at our capability of doing a remote dose of a long-lasting antibiotic.
That tack is being prioritized over another option where scientists would hand-feed the orca with live salmon laced with medicine. All of this is contingent on a boat crew being able to get close to the 4-year-old female who has not been seen since late last week. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.